With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox today joined the state to a lawsuit to stop President Obama's plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions.
It does not really have anything to do with whether or not this is a wise policy. It has more to do with whether it violates the rule of law, the state's individual state sovereignty.
23 other states and a coal company are also plaintiffs in the suit. A statement issued by Governor Steve Bullock didn't say whether he thinks the lawsuit is a good idea. The rule has been changed and the courts will sort that out, Bullock said, adding, ultimately, though, Montana faces a choice. We can write our own plan or the federal government will write it for us. Governor Bullock was in favor of initial White House goals for carbon dioxide emissions for Montana, but when new, tougher thresholds were announced in August, he said he was, quote, extremely disappointed the Obama administration moved the goalposts on us. At least three Montana groups are criticizing Attorney General Tim Fox for joining the lawsuit against the EPA's plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. The Northern Plains Resource Council and the Montana chapters of the American Lung Association and National Wildlife Federation today said that Fox is wrong to make Montana one of the 24 states suing to overturn the new proposed limits on greenhouse gas emissions. David Ditloff, the Wildlife Federation's regional representative in Montana, says climate change is already negatively affecting the environment here.
We saw it with the Hoodoo closures on more than 20 streams at one point in time this summer. The forest fires hurt tourism, on and on and on.
The EPA's so-called Clean Power Plan sets a target for Montana to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions by 47% by 2030. Montana's Republican representative in Congress praised Republican Attorney General Fox's lawsuit against the plan. Democratic Senator John Tester issued a statement saying, quote, he will continue to get feedback from Montanans about its effects. I'm Sherry Trussler, Montana Public Radio.